I'm trying to fuck you. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, I like you. And I'm going to fuck you. And we could do this the easy way or the hard way.
That's legit how dating used to go back in, like, the 50s.
Jeez.
Damn. How old are you?
Yeah. I am really old.
Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Pub Crew. I'm Ryan, that's Vic, that's Adrian, that's Johnny. I'm going to let you figure out who that was. I didn't point at anybody.
Go watch last week's episode.
You'll figure that out.
Episode, yeah.
And if you're new here, that's Vic, that's Johnny, that's Adrian, I'm Ryan. Now we're all squared away.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Ninja?
Hit him with an air horn. Hit him with an air horn.
Just press a button.
That one. Nice. Hey, you got the money in there too. Fuck it. Wait, that's a laugh. Okay.
Yep. Thank you all for joining us. We hope you've had an amazing couple weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah, about a deucer of a week.
Half a fortnight.
No build.
Hey, I actually do enjoy zero build.
We're not even gonna.
But then it's not Fortnite anymore.
How dare you continue? I just said we're not gonna.
I disagree. I hope you had a better time
than I am with this Fortnite conversation.
We're not gonna.
How's everyone else been?
It's been great.
So I've been playing Fortnite, right? We're doing pretty good.
Tell me about it.
But they got like Family Guy characters as a skin.
I get to stare at Chun-Li while she shoots people.
In any other context, that would sound weird.
You have Chun-Li's skin?
Yeah. Yep. And I get to see her shoot people. Like,
if any other context, does the recoil matches?
Yeah. All of that.
And Hot Ryu, too. I have Hot Ryu. Mm. And Chapulín Colorado. Hell yeah. Anyways.
We're not talking about Fortnite.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. What are we drinking?
Oh, shit. We should probably do that first. And what it means to you?
It means a hard peach because we're drinking Arizona hard teas.
We finally got them hardy teas,
On the show, I have a confession to make. I have tried these before.
I have not because I've saved myself for commitment. I've saved myself for Pub Crew.
Yeah, no, I only drink on this show.
I'm sorry.
What?
What?
Wait a minute.
How much of the show do you think is not here?
Oh, man.
Are we not always recording?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Tune into our OnlyCans for that. And Johnny's raw emotion.
That's right.
Raw. But yeah, I got that original, the OG, triple OG, the green tea with ginseng and honey. Damn, that sounded like I was dropping some balls.
Yeah, I hit the mic because I'm like, you're taking my gig again.
Damn, my bad. I didn't even mean to.
I got the peach. I got the power.
I got the lemon.
You got the lemon.
The lemons. But I'm only gonna drink half lemons. Of this. It's a lot.
Get the lemons.
And I also got the peach because there were no other flavors available.
Yeah. That was the short end of the stick.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually do have another one. Like raspberry.
I thought they had a variety pack. But we didn't find.
I couldn't find none of that shit.
Now we got them tall
boys. It's in high demand here in Texas, where we love our tea.
Why do they not have Arnold Palmer's?
Dude,
that sounds like
why can't I say Arnold Palmer's? I have to enunciate it like a motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was because of legality thing. I'm about to say, did you know there's a reason why they can't have Armless Palmer on Liquid Death anymore?
Why?
Because it's a copyright issue.
Uh-huh. But like, it was one of those things where the estate of Arnold Palmer actually reached out to Liquid Death because like they have their teas, right?
Yeah.
And one of them's Armless Palmer.
Makes sense.
Because it's a half and half, right?
It's delicious.
Yeah. It is delicious. But apparently the estate of Arnold Palmer reached out to them being like, we don't like you parodying this name. Now, granted, they had every right to actually use that because like, it's just a parody.
Exactly. Parody falls under the free use legal.
Yeah, so they had every right to actually be like, no, fuck you, we can keep this name. But Liquid Death is like petty, and I love it. And they're like, okay, fuck you. And they changed it to Dead Billionaire.
That's the type of petty I want to aspire to be.
They just changed the entire name, changed all the cans to Dead Billionaire now. I'm like, that's pretty good.
There you go.
And it's still delicious.
It's still delicious. Yeah. They didn't change the recipe, but they changed the name just because they're like, all right, we'll change it. It's a dead billionaire now.
I love it when companies and corporations do petty shit. Because it's either going to...
fire millions?
It's going to be really good or really bad. Yes.
Damn. So I'm going to go and try this tea. Cheers.
Cheers.
The tea has been
poured. Can I try some?
Oh, yeah. Don't pour some. Let me pour some out.
Yeah. You're closer. Is anyone going to want to try the green tea? Let me try a peach.
Let
me get a peach. Let me get some of that peach.
This is actually the only one I haven't tried. Damn, I'm fucking left.
Let me see. Cheersy boysies. And remember, you don't have to drink to chill with the pub crew.
But it helps. Sorry, I'm still doing research.
Are you sure this is a liquor drink? Because it just tastes like peach tea.
Yeah, this is really good.
There is no...
There's a little on the back end.
This is no hard. Oh, this is not hard.
It's not hard. It's not hard, dog.
You gotta get it hard.
No, it's just hard. Those three. You son of a bitch. It's just those three. It's just these three, I guess.
Oh, sweet.
They're only 5%ers, so it's not that strong anyways.
Yeah, and honestly, it tastes way better than fucking Twisted Tea, I'll tell you that much.
It's got the, it's got the Arizona taste.
Oh, no, yeah.
Honestly, Arizona got me through some hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it a buck for the longest time.
Arizona as and can. Some Maruchan.
Oh, yeah. That's some extra fucking hot sauce and fucking limon.
The adult version still Maruchan, but with the hard tea.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice.
No, you upgrade nice to like the little noodle bowl.
The actual, like, you put some like the seasoning of like actual veggies, and you're like, we go
to, you go to your Chinese restaurant and get like a shitload of chopsticks and take home.
Mm-hmm.
All bougie.
These are free, right?
Yeah.
What's your spaghetti policy?
What's your spaghetti? Does anybody want to try this before I drink straight from it?
I'll take it. I like the green.
We'll get you a cup, yo.
Nice. But damn, that's funny. I wonder if that's gonna like...
Thank you.
What?
Make other people petty about shit like that.
Oh, for sure. That's already existed. I don't know what you're talking about. Just Liquid Death had a very funny way of addressing it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we don't have to change it. But we will.
Yeah. Almost on the same par as the Wendy's Twitter account handle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
How petty as fuck they can be.
That's great, though.
No. Wendy's. Was it Wendy's that came out with their dynamic menu?
Dynamic.
Oh, right. That changes.
You heard about that, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing we talked about. They got fucking... They're changing their menu to adjust for, like, live inflation. Like, when it's what peak the hours, the menu price... It's all digital. So all of it's going to be digital, and when it's their peak hours or when it's like high demand,
it's going up.
The prices go up.
What
no
the fuck?
Shit. That's something they're advertising. I'm like, who thought that's a good idea?
That's super fucked up.
Yeah, no.
And I honestly, I don't even know. This is just my take on it. I don't even think if it's that they have to, but I feel like the only reason they're even coming clean with it, like saying it, is because I don't feel like they had to say it. Because imagine they don't tell you.
Oh, people would have noticed.
People would have caught on, like, why is it more expensive
and
right
now?
And
that also would have, they would have had to deal with the backlash from that.
Yeah, I believe that's what I'm wondering. Like, is it the only reason why they even said it was just to get ahead of the backlash?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And so, even that, it doesn't make you better. It's still shitty.
But it's these companies, they have to find a way to combat the inflation.
But, like, to have, like, shit in
don't
real
you think
time
they have enough
fluctuate?
Though?
Like a fucking stock market of food?
Basically.
Yeah. I saw someone already, like, I'm going to keep That's track funny. Of this, and then we're going to keep a whole, like, system of when it's, like, peak to low and be like, buy low.
So
buy low.
I was going to go to Disney World on this last vacation, right?
Mm-hmm. That's going to hurt.
And ooh. I've been planning this trip for, like, a year, right? I wanted to go with a friend of mine that lives in Florida. And he's been having a hard time. I was like, hey, I'll pay for your ticket. Don't worry about it. But you need to let me know. And then he didn't let me know that he had, like, he needed to ask for a day off from his work or whatever. So we waited till the last week, right? So when I was planning this trip out, I checked out the ticket prices to get into Disney World. It was, like, almost, like, $100 a ticket.
Okay,
you know,
that's not too bad.
Which is usually normal. Like, usually pay Disneyland's, like, $70 or whatever.
Yeah, it's already not cheap.
Until we waited till the last week, I was like, I need to buy these tickets now. you know, before they sell out. Dude, I was looking at almost, for all of us to go, almost like $2,000.
That sounds, okay, see, when your story opened up with... And that's just
getting in.
Yeah. $100, I'm like, that's reasonable per person? Okay. Yeah.
And $2,000. $2,000, you can...
There it is.
And
I had to tell him, like, oh, I'm sorry, dude, like...
Wait, that was $2,000 per person?
No, for no, everybody.
For the whole thing.
Yeah, for all the whole party.
Still expensive as
no,
well.
No, exactly. It is.
I was like, and that's just to get in. I'm like, we're not even guaranteed, like, any, like...
The fast pass.
So mm-hmm. we don't know how many rides we can get on.
And that's just one part.
We're not accounting like, for food.
That's just
and
the
all
one part.
Yeah.
Isn't it like fucking three now? Like it's been three for like.
No. They're still separated. You got the Disneyland, Disney World.
You can buy a park hopper, but that usually costs a little bit more.
It costs more.
And then like and the then, park hopper, you can use like in a day or over the course of several days, depending on and that. Even then, that's a different price range.
Yeah.
And then my buddy and I, because he was like, well, we get a discount because we get a military discount. I'm like, yeah, we get a discount. Like, I looked it up. I was like, yeah, we do, but we have to buy the 3-day passes to get the discount. Yeah. Like, I'm only going there for, gonna go for a day, dude.
That sucks. Like, you can't even, like, I guess, reasonably plan, like, just a 1-day thing for that shit. They want you to be like, you're going to be here for a few days, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, it sucks.
There's
because...
too much to do.
Yeah. But as much as I would, as much as you would like to even just do it, they're like, nah, you're not going to see it in a day. It's like, fuck, bro. Goddamn.
Yeah. I just would go for the shit that I'm interested in and just fucking dip out. Like,
which is fine.
Same here. That's how I feel. Like, when we went to Cali, like, we spent a day in Disneyland and then a day in California Adventure. God damn, you all right there?
The tea was too hard.
Oh, man. It
came in too hard.
That's what she said.
God damn, Arnold. Nah, the tea came in too hard. Put it down.
Yeah, no, but they're kind of betraying Walt Disney's original vision for the parks.
Yeah, corporate greed does that sometimes to someone's dreams.
Yeah,
someone's dreams and goals sometimes get overshadowed from fucking corporate greed.
But the idea was it was supposed to be an affordable family place that you can take to. And $100 per person, it's expensive, but it's not.
For what it
that
is.
That expensive, yeah.
For what it is, that's like, it is good. I'd say that's worth it for sure.
Because
there is a lot to do, a lot to see. But and you're going to enjoy yourself.
They started doing microtransactions.
But isn't it crazy?
Basically.
Like they do microtransactions. And then now there's a chance that when you go in there, you're going to see a fight. That's fucking crazy.
For real?
That makes
me want to go see it more.
That's the thing. Like,
can I join in?
There was like, who was it? Someone was telling me there's like some like percentage of like there's always a chance of a fight happening on any given day that you go to Disneyland.
I mean that's anywhere though.
Yeah, but like to think that happiest place on
Earth. When I go anywhere. Oh, Tinseltown.
Yeah, for sure.
Walmart.
But it's like to think like the happiest place on. Oh, Walmart for sure.
Chihuahua's games.
Hell yeah, man.
Throw that old meme up there.
Oh yeah. Fucking like the happiest place on Earth, like. Oh yeah,
be fighting.
But it's funny because like, hey, the reason why it happens, because it's not even like the happiest place. You get so stressed out by shit, and there's other people that you know kind of fuck it up for you. And I can see why people want to throw down sometimes.
Especially if you're like taking care of like your fucking kids or your like nephews,
and
nieces,
that's usually what happens.
And you're like, don't fucking run away. And they're like so fucking amazed by everything that you still have to be like, I know why fucking people put kids on leashes.
I get it. I understand. And then you hear another parent. Hey, don't talk about that. You can't talk that way. Suck a dick.
That's when people be throwing hands.
Going to Disneyland, like being as a parent, you kind of notice the other people, like the other parents that are like, fuck this shit. I'm struggling. And then like you have that chance to like kind of like be yourself. Like I don't support any like child abuse or anything like that. But like when the kid's acting up, and you give them the look, and you're like, I'm going to fuck, like, we're going to go home. You're going to be, like, grounded for the rest of the day, right?
Yeah.
And all the parents are kind of like, yeah, I can feel your pain. You know? So that's kind of cool, like, going to Disneyland, seeing other parents who are like, you deserve that drink.
Yeah. See another parent, and you're like,
yeah,
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Kids are amazing, but at the same time, they're kind of the worst.
I'm glad just being an uncle to children. Where I'm like, you guys are great. And then at some point I'm like, all right, I'm clocking out.
I'm done. I'm
done. Yeah. Yo. Go back now, you hear? It was fun. Let's do this soonish.
Never again.
No, I'll do it again. You can just recharge everything, you know?
2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks.
Give me 2 weeks, yeah. Just let me recharge and know.
Man, you can't afford another Disney trip in 2 weeks.
Oh, no, I've just been dealing with
kids. No, not
Disney.
Like,
not Disney.
Oh, okay.
No, you're right. I can't.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Yeah, no. We're not there yet in the fuck you money.
I'll take him to Disneyland.
Or the downtown district. Yeah.
That's expensive as fuck.
Disney downtown?
I feel that's like more expensive.
Think so?
I'll take him to Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, you have more control.
Knott's Berry Farm's
cool.
I still haven't. I want to go there for the chicken.
I haven't been.
Dude, Knott's Berry Farm is fucking amazing. Man. Of all, like, we went there too.
Yeah.
At like one of the best times there.
Hell Halloween. Yeah, that's badass.
Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah.
All right.
That's fucking sick.
They have Knott's Scary Farm, which is fucking great.
Yeah. I would pee my pants.
Dude, I loved it. I was like, oh. I even got on a roller coaster that I regretted immediately. Because it like stops at like this.
Oh,
and
that's so fun.
And it stops for like 10 whole seconds where I'm like, fuck that. I'm not doing that. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to go do that. It looks fun. And I go, I was okay with the other right till I saw that. But now I really don't want it. You could have lied to me and been like, oh, just roller coaster until I saw what it does. Yeah. I'm like,
I love going to theme parks, but like I have to go with someone that's willing to go on the rides with me because like
I did it. I just complained the whole time.
It's like like I want to go ride that ride, but I don't want to go by myself because I'm too much of a bitch, you know? So I need someone to go with me.
I'm the perfect candidate because I'll do it, but you're going to be like, nah, this is stupid. Owen, please.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, no, this is stupid.
I went to...
front seat? Yeah, let's get the front seat. No, man, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? Oh, we're starting? Oh, this is great. Man, why the fuck are we doing
That was me during that whole ride over there in... I think it was San Antonio, Six Flags in San Antonio, right? There's one over
there. Yeah, there's just Six Flags there, yeah.
There's that ride, the Joker's Wild or whatever.
Oh, that one.
Where it just goes, it just goes all the way around.
Yeah.
I got in there because, you know, I love Batman, so I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do this. And I just met two other guys that were just there, like, visiting whatever. So we just started talking. We sat next to each other, and they're like, oh, yeah, I love this ride. And I was like, is this your first time? I was like, yeah, it's the first time. I was like, oh, you better hold on. And I started regretting it. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm looking at my wife. She's like,
it's the one that goes there. Backwards, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're laying back, and I'm like, it's going around. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Until, no, like, I almost, like, I never knew how, like, about people that passing out on rides until I rode that ride. I was like, oh, fuck.
Damn.
You get that, like, over-adrenaline?
Yeah.
Where, like, you get too, like, over-stimulated, and you're like...
That's crazy.
That was awesome, though. I would do it again, but that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like, I fucking do definitely, like, roller coasters and thrill seeking and shit like that. I just feel like I need to be more fit for some of the rides.
Some of those seats are
like some of these were built when people were smaller and we did.
Nah, some of those roller coasters need upkeep.
Oh, for sure.
I can imagine. What do you think? Like the theme parks in like Japan. You know how people in Japan are usually. Smaller.
Oh yeah, dude. No, I would just go there for like? A fucking.
Yeah, no, we
like
be
they
like
have
cultures,
that. They have that Mario place over there.
Yeah.
Now, right?
Oh,
if you're too big, you can't ride the.
You can't ride anything.
I'll just,
you know.
Can I just be like, hey, I want to be Team Bowser.
I want to be Donkey Kong.
Oh, Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Donkey Kong.
Ship. Break into the brick. That's not how the rap goes.
The first member of the Donkey Crew.
He's the leader of the bunch. And
you know him
well. He's finally back to kick some tail.
Nah, but the roller coasters have gotten worse. Like, when I was younger, I could get on anything and be fine. Mm. I'm older, I'll still get on anything. But if it jostles around too much, I gotta take a break.
Oh, like that Congo ride? You ever did that Congo ride with the water rapids? And it's that big-ass donut. And you just sit in there and, like, it's...
Is it like the toilet bowl?
I guess so. I guess that's
like
what you guys call
it. It's like you flush?
pretty much.
I almost drowned on one of those.
That
was the one here at Wet and Wild.
Wet and Wild?
The Alien Vortex, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I almost drowned on that.
You just plop.
Because I know how to swim, right? But if I get disoriented, it takes me a minute. Like I can't regain like my orientation underwater quick enough.
That's not good if you're swimming, dude.
You start swimming down.
I didn't know. Like, I knew that's the fucked up part. I was like, I knew going into this it was a bad idea. So I remember we went, and I think it was with Daniel because he was like, oh, he went first. And I remember getting into it where I was like, up to the moments where they have like the little boogie board, and I'm like, oh, I know how this goes. And in my head, I'm going, if I can get into the, because it does like the flush thing.
Yeah.
If I can land feet first, I should be all right.
You're not.
That is not what happened.
When you fall in that ride, you fall like a V.
Oh, yeah, and I went head first. Because I was like trying so hard to be like, let me drift this bitch. I can drift it. And as I got closer to the fucking toilet bowl, I was like, oh, no. And I just went like, and then like I remember falling and be like, okay, I just got to flip. And then I flipped and I tried like to do like the lunge and realized, oh, no, I'm in more water. Where's the top? And then I could hear like under the water like the whistle blow. And I'm like, I got this. And then like this chick's pulling me out. And she's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, my pride. It's down there. You
my find pride it. Is over there. No, dude, it scares me. You're on one of those rides and they send someone else.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I hear like the whistle. And I'm like, shit. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that was my stupid ass fault. Where I was like, I could probably do this right. It went all the ways it shouldn't have.
You done the screamer?
Yeah, I've done the screamer. That's not nearly as bad, though.
No, no.
You
don't just
fall into water.
It's like a personal challenge to see how far you can get.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. No, I've done the screamer for sure. That's why I was like, I can do all these but that one for the sole purpose of I don't know how to orientate myself fast enough.
There's no graceful way to get
like
flushed.
I did the pirate's plunge, which that's fine because you go into deep water, but I'm like, as long as I know I'm going feet first.
You became a
first,
floater?
Like a cannonball?
I didn't surface fast enough.
You'll go faster.
What?
If you cannonball when you're like going through those shits.
Oh,
yeah. Because fucking inertia and shit. Like the
science, bitch.
The centripetal force?
No, centripetal force is...
Oh, that's the
spinning.
Yeah,
the spinning
quantum
thing.
Physics, bitch.
Well, you are spinning in the toilet, so I guess... Like,
is that what my turds do?
No.
Yeah, no, dude. I love... I've always wanted to do all the fucking thrill-seeking shit. I fucking love, like, riding roller coaster rides.
Yeah.
What's your favorite roller coaster?
I don't have one.
Kind. Not specific ride, but, like, the type. Because there's different types.
Yeah.
I like the thematic ones. Like, that are, like, themed. Like,
themed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, I've been to, like, Universal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I do love those.
Oh, yeah.
Those
are super
fun.
Crazy, but, like, they're entertaining as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, even, like, at California, I love the Incredibles one. I went out,
five
times in a row.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so fucking cool.
So Incredibles. Incredibles.
Yeah.
Day or night?
Oh, night.
Night is a huge difference.
Yeah, because I went like three times during the day because like it was oddly not that busy, that ride. So I was like, I'm going to ride anything that doesn't have like a long line right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're at fucking Disneyland or California Adventure. I'm like, of course I'm going to do this. Then when like it got darker, I was like, oh, it looked cooler. I was like, we're going to ride
this. And it's a huge difference between like California Screaming and then the Incredicoaster.
Yeah, yeah.
The Incredicoaster is by far like I felt like I was Dash.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is awesome.
You feel like, because even like he does the countdown and there's like a whoosh, and like it launches. Oh, like, see,
dude,
I like the thematic ones.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're getting like an experience out
like
of it.
Like the pacing of it, like taking you through like. Like the power fantasy of why you like these characters, right?
Uh-huh.
Like
and then
that,
like
yeah.
even the Mummy one,
the
Universal.
The Mummy,
that's awesome. How do you guys feel about like them adding a lot more like screens and like AR, VR type shit to? Like,
I don't mind it. It just adds to the experience.
I don't mind as long as it's a good experience.
Okay, you know, there's like some that are, it's just like you're just staying like at the fucking mall when you just fucking
Like those.
That's different.
That's not a roller coaster.
Well,
that's just a VR experience.
Yeah.
I think
that's,
like as long as it works, because I do have a bad experience with the what was it, the other Harrison Ford movie, Indiana Jones ride.
Oh.
Every single time I go, it gets stuck.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I love Indiana Jones and I'm just like there enjoying the roller experience.
I got stuck on the Harry Potter one.
Really?
That was fun. Yeah.
Oh, that big one?
What was it?
The one where it's like, damn, like you go in a corner.
You have to
like
go into the castle or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn.
That was funny.
That's a long-ass wait, too. Like, you're waiting there for, like, a good 40 minutes just to get on the ride.
Damn.
We it's, broke, it's a long line. When we went, like, in middle school.
I was going to build my own fucking wand.
Neo and I, we went to Universal Studios in, like, middle school. They had the Men in Black ride.
Oh, shit.
We never done that one.
We felt like we, like, broke the ride. Because we were having, because it's like a shooter thing, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shoot, like, yeah, targets, and like, oh, there's two teams, right? Mm-hmm. And like the whole goal is like halfway through, it makes it seem like the other cart is like aliens too, so you have to take each other out by like spinning them, like shooting a target to spin them. So we felt like it was our goal to see what's the highest score we could get, even though it was just two of us with like an 8-cart fucking ride. But we went on it like, we had the fast passes. When like fast passes were like, you have a multi-pass. You can as many fucking times as you want. You don't have to get a time.
I'll stay.
I found my purpose in life.
I just asked where I was like, can we just sit? But they're like, no, because the way like the carts, they get backed up. They're like, okay, you wouldn't end up at the front. You'd end up in this line of empty carts for it to cycle back.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense. So like, but there's like no line. Just
get up and
get up and run back around. Yeah. And I was like, sweet. We won it like 10 times in a fucking row that halfway through the 10th round, it like got stuck. And then they're like, oh, we're having some technical difficulties. And like, it got dark. Ooh. And I'm like, oh.
Would you turn off the lights if we're having technical difficulties?
Does my gun still work? So they turned it on and just like, it was like crazy. Because then you see like the behind the scenes where it's supposed to be like a dark part. But like all the lights are on now. And I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty cool.
What's that space one? The one in Disneyland.
Space Mountain?
Space Mountain?
Space Mountain.
But didn't they update that too?
It's Star Wars, they just updated it. I got stuck in Space Mountain.
No way.
That's actually kind of cool.
They had to turn on the lights and I saw everything. I was like,
damn. Did it ruin it for you or did it make it better?
It kind of did because I didn't realize how small it is.
Yeah,
it is
tiny. Yeah.
And like when you're in there, like, oh, this is fucking huge. Like, I can't see
it. It's just the way the lighting is and it's dark as shit. You're not going to tell. But then when you see the lights,
it feels bigger than it is. No, it's small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw behind the scenes for that and I was like, that is kind of disappointing.
There's a a roller coaster in Jersey in Six Flags, Jacksonville.
I've actually never been to
It's like a skull, but it's the same concept of Space Mountain where there's a roller coaster inside the whole area.
Oh, okay.
That one I saw the inside too, and that one's small too. And like growing up as a kid, like you always like have this memory of like, oh, this is the biggest roller coaster in this theme park. Until I saw that and I was like, that's
it's just
it?
How it's designed.
Yeah.
It's just the engineering behind it.
Yeah.
Which is genius.
Yeah, that's actually like a different.
It's more impressive than anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just does ruin the
It's really good engineer that you're like, oh, wow, they designed it in such a way that it gives you that illusion.
That's why magicians never reveal their tricks.
Yeah. Yep. They did a good job.
Pretty cool. You excited about the Donkey Kong ride?
That is my goal to lose weight.
I want to get on it.
That's my goal to lose weight because I don't want to be turned away.
Dude, for real.
I want to make sure I can get there and they're like, come on in, sir.
Just go dressed up as Donkey Kong.
Right. Are you... Do you know who I am?
Mr. Kong.
Do you see the tie?
Is it just you naked and like...
With a tie.
With a tie.
You do that, I'll dress up as Diddy Kong. Let's go. Let's go!
With a shirt, with a fucking shirt
with
and
a
no
shirt,
pants.
No pants. I'm going to Donald Duck it. Let's go.
I want to be Kincaid Rule.
You're gonna paint yourself green with put a crown on.
Oh fuck yeah!
Hell yeah!
And I'm gonna get like two like like flippers, put like fake teeth on them. Just tie it to my jaw, like tie the bottom one to my jaw.
Pringles.
Which version of King K. Rool are you gonna dress up as?
The fucking 64 dog.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Interesting choice.
Kong 64. Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
That was my first because that's the one I had the jungle. Color N64.
Dude.
The green one. I have that one.
Yeah.
Then I had to give it away.
I had the Arctic Ice or whatever. Like
the blue one.
Yeah.
No, Arctic Ice or whatever.
Oh, Arctic Ice. It's not
Arctic
Ice.
My bad.
Shit.
My bad.
I'm sad. Yeah, because
they had different colors, right? They had a purple
anymore.
One, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, purple, orange. That was honestly like one of the best things that the 64 did.
Whatever.
Never ever happened again.
The see-through colors. Moved away from the 64. Yeah.
Well, no, like, just making not different... The GameCube. Well, I guess, like, the Switch is now, like, doing it a little bit too, but...
Nah, not really.
The GameCube had it.
The GameCube had the different...
color cases.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But the Switch is just the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, and that's, pretty much. The console itself don't change unless you get, like, the themed
the special
ones.
Editions?
Yeah, special editions.
And even then, all it is just, like, an etching on the back. Yeah, print. Yeah.
It's nothing
And that's
else.
Why I think it'd be a lot cooler if I saw a lot more people do their own custom shit, or if they just, like, spray-painted something.
They do some cool things on there.
Yeah, watch out, because Nintendo will jump on you.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. They shut down Yuzu.
Yep. Yeah, shut down Yuzu. You can't do that. You can't enjoy shit.
Unrelated to the physical appearance of the console, but still.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's still just as bad, right? Like,
goddamn corporations. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they got to defend their IP.
Speaking of, that's actually what I wanted to bring up. So, in a tweet that I saw from Zulie the Witch, shout out Zulie the Witch, it was a topic that she like raised the question of that I'm like, I want to bring it to the table. If we found out reincarnation was real and had a way to verifiably track who a reincarnated person was in a previous life, how long would it take for companies to make sure you inherited debt from your previous lives?
Oh, instantly.
2 seconds. Yeah.
Instantly. Not just companies. Think about governments.
Mm-hmm. No,
if you committed a crime and you get life and
you get reincarnated?
Because,
you're born in the fucking cell.
10 life sentences.
Multiple life sentences.
You come back like a fucking respawn point, like, what the hell? And they're like, one down. Nine to go.
What number is this?
Holy shit, man. That would suck.
They're like, that one was too quick. You're on 3.5.
It wouldn't count. It wouldn't count.
Yeah. Sorry, you didn't serve a full life sentence.
Yeah, if you do like a suicide in jail, I feel like that wouldn't count.
Yeah, because the wording is full life sentence. So you'd be like, oh, that wasn't a full life, sir.
What's a full life, though? What is it? What identifies as a full life?
You need to experience a form of joy, anger, grief, loss, and anxiety.
I feel like there would be some kind of like legality. Babies
go through that every day.
But there would be some like.
But they need you to sign off.
You can't have babies in prison, though. Like, would they change those laws? Or now you'd
they
be
would
having,
have
like,
to.
Babies and kids and teens in prison.
Yeah. Think of all the legislation that's going to be introduced if they can do that
shit.
Okay,
so you'd still have the same consciousness, is what they're saying.
No, like, that's actually an interesting question. You get reincarnated, but would you carry over the experience?
See, that's the difference, right?
You know how pissed off I would be if I was some criminal? Like, I don't know. I never committed any of these crimes.
That's the crazy thing about reincarnation, right? Is usually when they talk about reincarnation, it's not about you, like, knowing everything you did in your past life.
Yeah.
Some people can trace it, like, oh, you're a descendant of this person, which means you're probably reincarnated, right? But you're like, oh, that's crazy. But you yourself wouldn't have any recollection of any of those events.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
See, that's kind of messed
just
up.
Know.
But if they could trace that you were reincarnated from you in this past life, that's fucked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine the abuse the system would use for that?
Like, of course.
Like, to their fucking advantage. Like, oh, well, we can show that you were reincarnated from this person because we have the tests to verify.
You know how abused it would be for, like, billionaires and trillionaires and whatnot?
Yeah, well, for sure. That's how inheritance would work.
They would just come back and be like, yo, don't give my kids anything. Give it all to me.
Yeah. I want it to be traced to me when I'm reincarnated and just immediately give it to me.
Yeah.
That no funds would ever leave outside of where they're supposed to.
Looking at you, Jackie Chan.
But also, like, at that point, how would population scale or these, because at what point are we all starting right meow when there's like 7 fucking billion people in the world and then we're just perpetually being those 7 billion people, like
that's the whole thing with reincarnation.
But is there gonna be new people, or is there gonna, like,
that's a good question.
That's what new people
that doesn't make any
every
sense
day
to me. Yeah,
see, imagine, see, so that's another interesting
new
concept
person.
Yeah, if it's one of those things where, like, say the technology, or they have a system in place, right, where they can actually determine, oh, like, this is you. You reincarnated from this, which was you in the past life. So please go here.
Yeah.
Like, we have a safe state for your fucking life. There it is. Right?
This is
whatever
game
debt
plus.
Or whatever. It's like, here's your debt. In 18 years, you can continue your old job. Until then, good fucking luck. But if they're like, if they can determine that, you'll come up as like a blank. Could you imagine how society would be at that point? Like, oh, you're a blank. Like, what's
you're
that
new
mean? You're new. You have no...
Yeah.
No history.
Good luck.
Yeah. You're genuine.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
but, like,
right?
Yeah, but would you have new life if you can trace everything? Like,
if you can trace everything in the furthest you can trace back is zero, then yeah, you would.
Yeah, see, but matter can't be created or destroyed. Like, at one point, is it just like an amalgamation of other fucking people?
Well, we're no longer talking about matter. We're speaking in the spiritual sense
of reincarnation. That's different. Hmm. And that's, see, and that right there is where it starts to become a gray area of, that's when I think corporations would start to really manipulate. Oh, this guy doesn't have a, he's not from anything. Like, he's new. He's blank. Is there a way we can tag him to this? Because we haven't associated this person yet as a reincarnation.
Dude, that would be messed up.
And now it's like a,
makes sense.
Bleep,
like,
bleep. Oh, well, look, we like got this
guy. Who shot Biggie? Who shot
You know what I mean? That's where I think the manipulation would really start. And yeah, to answer the question of how quick, oh, like fucking instantly. If that technology existed, it'd be fucking immediate. Yeah. The sooner they can, the better, because they'd immediately find ways to exploit it. Because that's just how it goes. Unfortunately.
Man. Wait, would you not even, would you have to be reincarnated as a person?
Ah, that's a good question, right? Because they always talk about, what if you get reincarnated as a squirrel or a turtle? Imagine they throw that turtle in fucking lockup. Well, he's serving a life sentence, but the lifespan for that turtle is 150 years.
For real, and if you're living as
a
turtle,
a zoo.
If you're living as a turtle, you don't need much, and you'll be happy as a turtle.
Well, you assume turtles are happy.
Mm-hmm. You don't think turtles get depression?
But what they don't have the fucking brain power to fucking get depressed.
You get reincarnated as a chihuahua, you're in perpetual anxiety.
Yeah,
but that's what's... Okay, so that's the crazy part. So this is where it's going to get interesting now we're talking about it. So, like, yeah, what if the case is you can be reincarnated as anything, but all we can track as society is who gets back reincarnated back as a person? So that's where there's gaps. Humanity doesn't change... Because what if you get reincarnated as something else? But then you're like, oh, this person hasn't been reincarnated. The last time we have a record of them in the system was like, you know, 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, 120 years goes by. Hey, we got a blip. Like, they finally popped back up. That means they lived a whole nother life doing something else.
Well, what if they use it as community service?
Huh?
What if they use it as community service? Like, all right. You did a crime.
Okay, but that's assuming, like, now you have the power of what they're going to turn you into.
Are we really going to...
You're going to reincarnate as a guard dog.
Are we really going to keep track of all this, like, all these crimes and whatnot? Like, all this debt?
I feel if it benefited, you know, the government...
It wouldn't benefit anybody.
No,
the government. Corporations.
No, no.
The government and corporations, they would definitely...
They wouldn't keep track of it. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're very incompetent. Think of... Everything the government tries to do,
and
how
not only
long
that,
it takes.
Like, the government itself is also getting reincarnated all the fucking time.
Yeah. Imagine seats of power would never, like, change.
So you'd
never
have,
rotate.
Like, fucking baby Hitler forever. Like, I don't know, like...
That sounds like a new show.
baby Hitler forever!
God
now
damn.
On FX.
Yeah,
if there was a network to show that, it would be FX.
Yeah, it would be FX
good.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, FX, hit us up.
We got some ideas we want to throw around with you.
They're
already
like, nah,
drafted
we're
the first couple episodes.
We're going to steal it.
Nah,
we're just going to steal it. It's okay.
I have my own station with blackjack and hookers. Fuck it, I'm bringing the Spice Channel back.
Whoa.
Dude. It's funny because I actually... was watching like a deep dive on like a lot of the Mansers and fucking like Thousand Ways to Die and all that. Yeah, like all that bullshit.
Because didn't Spike TV, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you out. Didn't Spike TV become FX?
No.
Yeah.
No?
They got bought off, didn't they?
No,
Spike TV doesn't exist anymore.
No.
That
was under
G4,
right?
I believe.
It became what?
El Rey.
Oh, yeah. With wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Because I feel like
and then
FX,
El Rey got canceled too.
Because I feel like FX kind of picked up.
I think FX bought
some
Spike.
Of that stuff,
probably.
But for sure, like that's what I feel like what happened. Like Spike, Spike kind of went off to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Mm-hmm. What else?
So, anyways, I was saying that a lot of the shit, especially a lot of the shows that they produced, that were led by women, specifically, were like, how can we make this sexy without making it misogynistic,
sexist?
Yeah. So like the
you
whole
can't.
Basically like what the all the jokes were about Spike TV are literally true. Like
yeah
no, that was it. What they decided on was that fucking weird questions and answers show. Like, how many fucking dicks would it take to spin a helicopter or whatever? Oh, like, some shit like that. Like,
yeah.
And then they would, like, just splice it with, like, half-naked ladies. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's what they, like, thought of. Like, that was the best. Like,
it's crazy to think, like, they came up with that when they know the man show was already under scrutiny mm-hmm. for having girls on trampolines.
Yeah.
That was the thing. We're like, that was part of the reason why they're like, yeah, it's the man show. This is misogynistic. I'm like, well, what's in the name?
Yeah.
They already were advertising what the show was.
Yeah.
But then, like, yeah, that picked up the same, like, you know, characteristics. And, well, a lot of those other shows did the same shit.
Yeah. I will say I do thank them for putting on, like, the unedited, like, Ren and Stimpy shows.
Yeah.
Because now that I, like, well, when I started watching those, I was already old enough to get the fucking, like, weird sex stuff that I didn't get when I watched Ren and Stimpy when I was a kid.
But then you realize, like, they did... like develop an adult version and a kid version of Ren and Stimpy. Mm-hmm. Because like, oh my god, how come you never saw this, Mike? Because they literally did these two different.
Yeah.
Like they weren't at the same time. They did one for adults, one for kids. Because that was them at that time trying to be like, ah, adults can watch this too, but don't watch it around your kids because it gets vulgar as fuck.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like,
I mean, it was all innuendos though.
Yeah,
it was like a kid watching that, just coming in. They're like, I have no idea what's going on.
That's modern TV.
What
now.
Was Cartoon Network After Dark?
Adult Swim,
right?
Adult Swim.
Yeah. Can we talk about Adult Swim?
Sure.
I love Adult Swim. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like the different versions of each show.
Okay, so now that there's the four of us, I think we talked about Adult Swim before. But what were your guys' favorite like shows from Adult Swim?
I just said Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh hell shit! Yeah. All right, Master Hell Shake. Yeah. You would be Meatwad.
Oops.
my buddy told me hash browns is from Jesus.
I just wanted to see if you could have had like a Meatwad impression on you.
I do a better Master Shake.
Really?
Get off the sofa!
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Put this chair here? You listen to me, Meatwad.
I am the Drizzle.
No, who is the Drizzle, Frylock?
Hell yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't think I stayed up that late, to be honest. Like, after Toonami and then Adult Swim came out, I think I went to bed.
So we only had the problem.
You know what Adult Swim had? Fooly Cooly.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Yeah,
I saw one episode of that, and I was so weirded out that I'm like, I don't know.
Which one? There's only six.
Yeah, I think it was the first one, actually, because it's when they first start. Like,
where he gets the boner on his
forehead? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the first episode.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I get it, but I don't want to get it.
Fooly Cooly is, this you feels do this wrong. With your hands.
And I love the memes because it's so true, because that's when they show Inuyasha at like 2 a.m. That was the end to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Falling asleep and then hearing the, Kuriwashita! And I'm like, hell yeah, bro. And I'm all of a sudden waking up to like, turn that bitch up.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it was less the anime. I wasn't that much in anime except for when they started showing like Full Metal and all that shit. But definitely like Home Movies, Metalocalypse, like the Brandon Small stuff.
Mission Hill.
Oh dude, Mission Hill was the shit. I actually have it on DVD.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, no, hold on to that.
Yeah. Cause it's not fucking it.
not showing your age or anything.
Mission Hill, the oblongs.
Me play 0.5 seconds of Italian leather sofa by Cake.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I know exactly what part you're talking about.
Yeah. Fuck, man. That really was like the shit that I watched. Aqua Teen Hunger Force I got into like in the reruns, because at first I was like, I don't fucking.
All reruns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know how fucking early that came out, but I don't fucking.
That was like one of the original lineups.
Yeah.
See that 2021. Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
That's the one I remember.
The Brat Show.
Oh yeah! Holy came shit! Yeah, that was.
So I think Space Ghost Coast to Coast came out before Adult Swim. That used to just air late at night.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Before Adult Swim was like its own entity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Space Ghost used to just air randomly at like midnight. Like, it was like adults are up watching this. Yeah. So let's put some Space Ghost on. And you'd see, like, that's when it was weird. And this was like a, I think I talked to you about it, but you didn't know what I was talking about. Because I told, because this was like when we first talked about Adult Swim. So I'll bring it to back to the table. Around that time growing up, so that was like around that era, like late as fuck. And it was like maybe on weekends too, because I remember being a kid. So they do Space Ghost, and there's like another show. But then there was this other weird block called O Canada. And it was weird as fuck. Not because it was Canadian.
But because it was Canadian.
It was French Canadian. But because it was, it went on for about maybe an hour, right?
All
right. And it had like its own thing. And it was like weird like animations. Like it was like, what would I compare it to now? Like Robot Chicken, but it was all different animations, right? And it was just different things. It didn't parody anything. But it was different animators doing like weird skits, weird sketches.
Trying something out.
And I remember there was one that stuck with me because it was like the cat came back. And it was this cat that this guy got tired of. And like he would try to kill it and get rid of it. But like cats have nine lives. And he was like coming by and like he like do something to like get rid of it, do some crazy shit. And then you hear like the, and the cat came back the very next day. And then you just see like the fucking cat just coming back. And he like goes crazy. And the cat takes his house.
Yeah, no, that's actually a horror story right there.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I looked it up. Some of those cartoons, like the sketch, like sketches, like they were just animations.
Yeah,
right?
I looked it up. Yeah, the release, the original release was 1997 to 2002.
Oh, see, yeah, so that's right in that pocket that I'm talking about.
Dude, that's crazy.
And but they were weird too. Like definitely shit as a kid. Like I don't understand some of this shit.
Yeah,
it was just weird.
Yeah, but apparently it did get a pretty good reception. Like people are like, "Hey, these."
And that was definitely before like Adult Swim was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Think about it now, because it was just, it just says Cartoon Network, doesn't say Adult Swim.
Yeah, and that was like the same time when Space Ghost, because I remember seeing that, and then that show would start and being like, "What am I watching?" But then being up late as fuck, I just watch it.
I think I would switch from, because I remember, I don't have much memory with Adult Swim, but I do remember like switching back and forth between Nick and Knight.
Oh yeah,
and the Spice Channel.
Isn't Nick and Knight just play Friends reruns?
No, they were showing
it was like Cosby Show,
Bill Cosby, Family Matters, and
even
Fresh
like
Prince.
Fresh Prince. Yeah. That's
I like that.
And
one.
Nick and Knight, you'd get all those.
Yeah,
Three's Company. I think
Three's
sometimes.
Company,
yeah, but I did. I wanted to bring up the Boondocks because I forgot to mention the Boondocks.
Hell yeah,
that's a good one.
I can't. Like, I could not. I'm very glad that I fucking learned about the Boondocks and fucking saw that animation because it's just so fucking good. Squidbillies is also some dumb shit. And then there was this one thing that I have to bring up every fucking time, because I think it was Lucy, Daughter of the Devil.
Oh my god!
I will forever.
Yes.
I have one scene that's just burned into my fucking brain. And
is it the same one that's burned into my head?
Yeah, no,
probably.
It was Burning Man.
Oh no!
Oh no! Okay, it's a funny parody. Well, it's funny most times. A parody of Lucy being the daughter of the devil, of course.
Yeah.
And what, there's this one episode about going to Burning Man, and it's Lucy and Jesus, who's just like a hippie in that show, like straight up.
And they're friends.
Yeah, and they're just hanging out, and they're on the road, and they're driving, and for like 15 seconds, it's just going to Burning Man, Burning Man, Burning Man, going to, and like I couldn't get that shit out of my head for the next fucking 30 years, and here we are.
My memory of that show is like the episode where they're dealing with the vampires in the like in the church, and they're like, then they, what song are they playing? Like the Boogie Tonight, Boogie Tonight, and it's like the choir singing. They're all vampire fucking babies. And then later in the episode when they're talking about like, how are we going to take down these fucking vampires? And they're like, she was like a nun or something, but she was like always yelling. And she's like, whoa, stake those bastards. And they're like, well, yeah, but we're gonna have to find some, we have more intricate ways of dealing with this. And she's like, and we'll get garlic to ward them off. And he goes like, well, actually that's a myth. Garlic doesn't really do anything to them, but it does upset their stomach. She's like, then we'll make them shit themselves to death.
Yes.
And whenever since I heard that, I'm like, I believe that kind of to be true for vampires. Where I'm like, I don't think garlic wards them off, but it's just something that they're like, I would rather avoid if I could. Yeah. They're like, it just upsets.
Fuck your
diet. I don't want it.
Oh, then fucking, well, I gotta fucking say Eric Andre's show, because that shit fucking
twisted my mind. Isn't he?
Well, yeah, since, wait, hold on, I think it was that. Since 2012, he's been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Harvey Birdman.
Attorney at law.
And then the last one that I wanted to mention was fucking, like, oh, fuck, it's fucking two, actually, Venture Brothers and Super Jail, because there's just so much shit. Yeah. Like, I looked it up, and, like, dude, there's so many shows that I actually watch. Like,
this one was the Andy Milonakis show on?
That was on MTV.
MTV had some bangers, too. Yeah. Like, back then, Dario was on there. Beavis and Butthead. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I love those, too. Like,
isn't that where they... I think it was MTV, where they had, like, an animation block, and that's where they had a... Aeon Flux. This is like back in the day.
Oh, the fucking one where like she's like licking the dude's nipples or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And that was like Adult Swim before Adult Swim. Like there's Aeon Flux and then the oh my god, it was like a purple fucking
that's the only thing I remember about Aeon Flux, the animated series.
Licking the nipples, man.
Because it is like overtly sexual as well. But they made that movie off of it that does the animation no justice. Like, if we're being honest. I have the animated series. It's not like long. But like the movie they tried to do, I was like, it does no good. And there's like, shame. What is it? It's like the Rage. It's like this purple guy with like yellow claws. They even did a comic thing with it with him and the Batman. And then
purple
this, like,
Wolverine.
No, it was like really gritty. I had to look it up.
Well, yeah, you
and
do.
Then like some guy with a big fucking head too. Like it was like a whole animation block. Oh shit, evil stuff.
Oh shit.
MTV. But yeah, fucking, it was crazy. The Max, that's what it was.
The Max.
I know I didn't bring anybody, but yeah, that.
I do not remember that
put it
at
up.
All.
That.
That does not look familiar.
No, I don't know what
it was. A comic
about.
Book series, but they actually did a show off of it, and it was like gritty as fuck, and it matched that whole like animation block that they had for MTV at that time.
The only gritty animation that I remember from those times
is the big head guy was the head.
What's up?
And the other one I was thinking with the big head guy was actually named the head.
Hey,
the head.
sounds like my beer.
It was like that 90s animation style where I was like, yeah, it worked for that time.
The only like gritty animation that I remember seeing was actually HBO Spawn.
Never saw Spawn. I wanted to.
Spawn was great.
The animated series was a little like fucking, I feel like, ahead of its time, because it just was so stylized to the fucking comic book that it was just I think it's still really good. I don't know, I haven't seen it in like a few years though, so I might be lying.
Nah, the gritty the gritty cartoon I remember watching was Heavy Metal.
Oh damn! Yeah.
I think I'm too young to watch this.
And you definitely.
But
were.
I kept watching.
You're like, you know what?
Why is no one stopping me?
We'll find out when it ends. I'll have a better assessment of whether or not that was appropriate for me. Oh man!
But I think we're at episode.
Yeah, we only got 55, 58. Can't read.
No, you're good.
All right, talk about your. Hardest cartoon.
Hardest cartoon?
Sure, yeah, we'll go with that.
What? What do you mean hardest cartoon?
Super Jail was probably the hardest. I'm just kidding. What?
I don't know, just like an inappropriate cartoon watching when you were younger.
Akira.
Oh, that's a good one.
So for sure that, and like watching RoboCop too young was like something that definitely introduced me to that shit. I shouldn't have watched any of those as young as I did.
I think I have an Eastern answer and a Western answer too, so, but I'll go last. I don't know if you
know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so I'm watching something that's inappropriate. Wasn't Puppet Master kind of inappropriate? Didn't it have like a sex scene in there or something like that?
Yeah, they were murderous dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a cartoon.
That's a horror movie, right?
Also, yeah, Puppet Master, I think it had multiple endings depending on where you watched it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It was one of those movies like Clue.
Oh.
Like they shot multiple endings. You eventually you watch them on DVD.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that.
Damn, that's crazy.
I do remember seeing Heavy Metal as a kid too young.
Right?
So I don't know. But for sure, Akira, I remember being like, I don't think my parents knew what it was because they knew what Heavy Metal was. So, but I got away with like anime because it was like, they don't know.
But did you play GTA as a kid too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. That typical, like, go to GameStop and the person trying to, you know, I'm there with my mom trying to pick up the game, and the person, the worker, is like, "Are you sure he should be playing this?" I'm like, "Shut your fucking mouth."
Yeah, like, thanks for ratting me out, you son of a bitch.
This was GTA for real. I'd run you and over I still with got my the car.
Yeah. It was funny because, like, the one time they tried to do that with me and my mom was there, they didn't know she was my mom because they were like, "Oh, just to let you know, this is an M-rated game. Are you sure your brother here should be playing it?" My aww mom was like, "Oh." Yes.
It just made her day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why she was like, "I'm okay with this today."
Yeah. No, there was two that I distinctly remember. For Japan animation shit, it was definitely fucking Berserk. I watched that
way too. Oh, dude, sure. You poor soul.
Dude, I... Uh-huh. It was bad.
Being traumatized by the...
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Everything?
Yeah. No, but that one specific thing, though, the big thing, that was like the most like...
Everybody everything knows. Oh, Berserk. No. Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Everything?
Yep.
Everything? Anyways, yeah, and then for Western shit, for me, it was the 60s animated film Fritz the fucking Cat.
Dude, he described Fritz the Cat to me, and I want to watch it.
It's, you haven't seen Fritz,
haven't
the,
seen
cat?
Fritz the Cat? I haven't seen Fritz the Cat.
I haven't seen Fritz the Cat.
Y'all.
Oh my god, we should watch Fritz the Cat.
Yeah, you guys can watch it. I'm gonna go.
Why?
Fritz the Cat. It was just weird. Like, so I watched that way too young.
You should,
like,
revisit as an adult.
And I'll be like,
I revisited as an adult.
And I'm like, I don't know how the fuck did I ever watch this as a kid.
It's, you can't comprehend it as a kid,
with,
but you, no,
you can comprehend the part with the fucking bar with the bikers.
Well, yeah,
you can comprehend the part with
but
the
I'd already
tub.
Seen,
you
I'd already seen fucked up shit.
Yeah,
up to well, that I point guess, where I'm like,
yeah, but I'm just
I've seen some fucked up shit, and then yeah. I got introduced to, like, E-fucked at a young age, where I'm like, oh, this is all part of the course,
yeah.
dog. Where I'm like, you know, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
it's sustainable by what I've seen. Mm-hmm. I've been tainted.
We can do that. We'll have a viewing E-fuck? Night.
I'm down.
Fritz the Cat. Yeah.
I'm down.
Definitely. We should
subscribe
do that.
To our Patreon if you want to see our E-fucked playlist. Watch through.
Our reaction.
It'll be like Mystery Science Theater, but with
the I love that show.
Most fucked up porn scenes that you've ever seen. Don't go to that site. Me, bleep it out.
You gotta bleep it out. I don't think we can't be responsible for that. It's pretty bad. It's still bad to this day. We
don't
can't be
go.
Responsible
Standing
for
on
it.
Ending on a low note. No.
What was that thing about the BME Payment Olympics?
Yeah.
Well, hey, tune in next week or 2 weeks from now. We'll talk about our most fucked up shit we saw.
When we talk about trauma,
how we're fucked up.
Yeah.
Thank you all for joining us. It's been an amazing episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you had a few laughs, you know, leave a comment down below. Let us know. Let us know what traumatized you as a kid in the animation category specifically.
Don't hold back.
Anything else for the folks at home?
Love you guys. Be careful and be safe.
I don't actually love you guys. I don't know who you are.
Going to Burning Man, Burning Man, Burning Man. Going. Oh, Drawn Together.
That's a good one.
Drawn Together. All right,
bye.
We love you. Thank you for your support. It means a lot to us. Bye.
Yeah, that was really fucked up.
I gotta get out of here.